Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 3 months since the first case of COVID-19 was diagnosed in the United States, and governors in several states are now unveiling timelines for lifting coronavirus restrictions. In an interview this morning, former FDA chief Dr. Margaret Hamburg said she is shocked that so many states are taking such action.
Some of these places are not even meeting the minimum threshold criteria that was put out in the Trump White House Coronavirus Task Force guidance. I'm worried that we don't know about the possibility for explosive spread of the virus.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Immigration to the U.S. appears to be headed for a temporary halt. Last night, President Trump tweeted that he's going to suspend immigration to the United States to block the coronavirus and to protect American jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
For the first time since early April, the coronavirus death toll in New York has dipped below 500. Yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said another 478 people had died, a number that had not been that low since April 2nd. Meanwhile, on the other coast, the first findings from Los Angeles County's coronavirus antibody tests are out, and they estimate hundreds of thousands may have caught the virus and not previously realized it. More storms for the south this week, a new system moving in. The storm that's going to be in the southern high plains today will be heading east with rain across the central and eastern part of the U.S. through Thursday. The south runs the highest risk of severe tornadoes and large hail and thunderstorms as well, from Texas to Oklahoma. So far, so good. The report from John Elway out of the Denver Broncos camp after the NFL did a dry run of a virtual draft yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Gas prices across the country on average down more than 4 cents a gallon. The national average at $1.79. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Prices now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
Coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
Because of coronavirus, crime down across the country, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
A Bloomberg News analysis study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped. dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll as we come together, unified here on this radio show, to take on the forces of evil, to take on the things that would threaten our freedoms and our liberties. You know, the general consensus in this country, I would say, is that we believe that China had something to do with COVID-19. To what degree? Was it at a wet market? Was it at the Wuhan laboratory? That is yet to be fully determined. But there's so much evidence that would indicate that this came out of the Wuhan laboratory, especially considering that back in 2018, the United States was funding the laboratory, and they stepped away. The scientists stepped away, said, look, at their disciplines, their standards are very loose, they are reckless, and we cannot have anything to do with it. This is very dangerous, and there could be a potential of an outbreak because of their lack of standards and their weak standards there. So indications would be that that would be the case, especially when we had confusing and conflicting reports from China saying that maybe it was the wet market, maybe it was a bat, maybe it was some sort of mammal that looked like a an anteater. I can't remember the exact. I know it begins with a P, and it slips my mind for just a moment. But with us right now is Steve Mosier, and Steve is known for his book. He's the recognized authority on China, I should say, and author of Bully of Asia, and he has been championing this theory since as early as February, that this was more diabolical than what's been reported by the media here in the United States. Stephen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Bill.
Well, break it down for us, Stephen. What in February, you started looking and connecting the dots, and you said, this just didn't come, from some runaway bat or the wet market. This had to be with this kind of this kind of virus. This had to come out of somewhat of a controlled area to begin with, did it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been watching China for 40 years. I was the first American social scientist allowed into China. I read, write, and speak Chinese. Lived in the area for 10 years. So I know China. I know the Chinese Communist Party. A bat, look, Bill, a bat did not fly 600 or 700 miles from its cave in another province and land in someone's soup in Wuhan. Okay, number one. That's not how the bat got to Wuhan. The bat got to Wuhan because they were collecting thousands of bats from caves in neighboring provinces and bringing them to two biolabs in Wuhan. And I literally mean thousands. They were doing research using 400 and 500 bats. I have the studies. I've read them, okay? Mm. And what they were doing with these bats in these two biolabs, they were extracting from them viruses. It's called isolating a virus. Mm. Well, you have to be very careful when you're isolating a dangerous coronavirus because some of them can infect human beings. Mm. And that's what happened in this case. And, you know, the proof is in the fact that the Chinese Communist Party reopened the wet market in Wuhan. Now, if the wet market in Wuhan had really been the source
yes.
of the coronavirus, mm. they would have burned it to the ground. They would have nuked it. There would be a blast hole sitting where the wet market had been. The fact that they reopened it gives a lie to their own cover story. I think their cover story is blown, Bill. I think the evidence is overwhelming. I know that the president and senior people in Washington want to get through this crisis before we assign blame. But I think we all know that China is culpable in this from beginning to end.
Well, you have now Congress looking at writing the law in such a way that people who have been injured by this virus that they will be given the standing to be able to execute a lawsuit against China.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning. I mean, how should China pay? Let us count the ways, right?
Mm,
We should lift their sovereign immunity so Americans and companies that have been harmed by this coronavirus, and there are tens of millions, should be able to sue China in court, get judgments, and collect by collecting Chinese assets in the United States. But that's not all we should do, right? They're holding $1.1 trillion in U.S. Treasury bonds, lots of Swiss franc bonds, lots of euro bonds, UK bonds. We should together say to China, we're taking the bonds you own, and we're tearing them up as a down payment on the cost of the coronavirus. Germany, the leading magazine in Germany, Das Bild, just submitted to China a bill, I think, for $159 billion for the cost to Germany alone of the coronavirus over the last few weeks. I think all the countries of the world should line up and demand payment. It won't be just America, Bill. It will be
right.
Dozens of countries.
Well, you've got 182 countries that have been impacted by this, Stephen, I think at last count, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And remember that everything that the Chinese Communist Party leaders did seemed to be unintentionally or by design, designed to spread the disease around the world. Okay, everything they did, from hiding the data to lying to the WHO, to get the WHO to lie for them, to burning the lab records, to destroying the lab samples, to punishing the doctors. Everything they did helped to spread the virus around the world. And they need to be held to account for this. There's no escaping their guilt in this matter.
Well, not to excuse either the fact that they were aware that Wuhan was a hot spot, and they allowed their people to fly to Italy. And of course, the northern area of Italy, a lot of people are not aware, is, you've got quite the density of Chinese people who have migrated there to northern Italy. Well, they came back to China to celebrate the new year. They get infected. They go. And it's almost like it was purposeful. And that's what, ends up, you end up kind of like putting a tinfoil hat on your head and being accused of being a conspirator. But you just cannot deny the dots that are being connected here.
Well, I was accused in January and February of being a conspiracy theorist by Facebook, which fact-checked my articles out of existence. Well, now they put my articles back up. Guess what? Because they, too, have had to admit, that it's not paranoia when they're really out to get you. And it really does seem they were out to get us. And I'm not talking about individual Chinese. They are as much victims of the Chinese Communist Party
exactly.
as we are. They didn't know there was an epidemic. The Communist Party didn't tell them. The Communist Party hid the epidemic from them just as it hid it from the rest of the world. And there has to be a reckoning, and there has to be a reckoning soon. China is a danger to its own people in the world. And we've known that, for years on the military front, on the trade front, on the cyber espionage front. Now they're a danger to our health and well-being.
Exactly. In much the same way, wouldn't you say that the Third Reich was to the German people, right?
Yeah. Hitler managed to get every German male between the age of 14 and 60 killed in battle. He killed 12 million people in death camps, 6 million of our Jewish brothers and sisters. But China, Chinese Communist Party, biggest killing machine in history, has probably killed 100 million Chinese. Now they're killing people beyond their borders.
Well, I'll tell you, the retribution on this, beyond the money, could lead to something that, not only America, but I believe the world needs to be prepared for, because it's not like China is going to roll over on their back on this. We know that they're going to fight this every step of the way. We've got more from Stephen Mosier. He's the author of the book Bully of Asia. And, of course, our focus is China and COVID-19. Stay with us.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, just for you, ladies and gentlemen, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Think about what we know here. Some reports are saying as early as November China knew that they had problems there. Wuhan's National Biosafety Laboratory was the only level 4 microbiology lab in China. The United States had given some money, as well as Canada, to support this this laboratory, and and eventually they ended up moving out in 2018. I'm talking about the United States. I'm not sure of Canada when they did extract themselves. Also, you need to look to the directives from the Chinese government themselves that said they needed to strengthen biosecurity in microbiology labs that handle advanced viruses like the novel coronavirus. Meanwhile, here in the United States, the propaganda machinery has been in full force to protect China's interest. And it makes you wonder, as you see the tentacles of China's influence in the back pockets of elected officials, the media, you know, Stephen, thank God for you and your reporting and keeping it up front and taking on the challenges and speaking truth to power here. Otherwise, we would continue to be like mushrooms kept in the dark and continue to being fed all this manure.
Yeah, we really would, Bill. People don't understand that Forbes magazine, which was once a great American institution, is owned by a billionaire from Hong Kong who's beholden to the Chinese government. They don't understand Bloomberg has billions of dollars invested in China and so doesn't report openly open criticism of the Chinese regime. Comcast is building a major theme park, billions of dollars of investment outside of Beijing. They don't want to lose that, so they pull their punches on their American. I mean, a lot of our great American institutions have been compromised by Chinese money, and the reason I call the Chinese Communist Party the bully of Asia is they do not hesitate to bully people to get them to do and say what they want them to do and say. Their tentacles, as you described them, reach everywhere in the world. And so it compromises our free speech here. It's not just that people in China are censored. They live in a high-tech dictatorship with invisible walls around them. They can't do or say anything without the Communist Party learning about it. But those tentacles reach into the United States, and they're interfering with our election, in our ability to speak freely about what's happening in China and the world.
Well, America's so easy. We're so gaffable here, Stephen. I mean, our greed is such, you know, our American businesses look at, 1.2 billion people. They go, ooh, what a great market. Love to be there. Oh, you got to give up your soul. You got to give up all your intellectual property. We're going to come in and, we'll give you access, but there's no way you're going to make the profit that you think you're going to make. It's all theoretical until all of a sudden the door is slammed down and you're on the outside looking in. They've stolen all your intellectual property, and they found ways to, you know, rip you off and reproduce your product with, Chinese-controlled businesses.
Oh, that's exactly right. They lure Western companies into China. They squeeze them dry of their technology, and then they squeeze them back out of China.
Exactly.
So if they didn't steal our technology, they couldn't compete with us.
Right.
Because they're not an innovative society. They specialize in taking Western technology, which we developed by investing billions and billions of dollars, and making cheap knockoffs using what is essentially, let's call it what it is, slave labor. They are now taking these poor Uyghurs, the Turkish-speaking people in the far west who have been an independent people for centuries, and taking the young people from there and selling them as slaves to factories on the east coast of China, locking them up in dormitories, making them work long hours during the day, and then in the evening they have to learn to speak Chinese. They're not allowed to speak their own language.
Exactly.
Now, they're being sold to these factories in lots of 100. You can order 100 young people, young Uyghurs, to come to your factory to make up for some of the workers you may have lost to the China virus.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing that we're aware of is the doctor who was, the spear point of this, the vanguard in reporting, a young guy. I mean, he was in his 30s, and suddenly he contracts the disease, and he's gone. And I think three other doctors that were, whistleblowers early on, they have disappeared. God only knows where they're at. Maybe they've been set aside, and their organs have been harvested, which the Communist Party has been known to do.
Yeah, the Communist Party has been known to engage in every human rights violation known to man. Now, Bill, I was in the operating room in a Chinese hospital in 1980 when they were forcibly aborting women who were 9 months pregnant, killing babies at birth. They were aborting these women by cesarean section. I was standing 5 or 6 feet away. So there's nothing that would surprise me in terms of human rights violations from this particular group of people, this atheistic communist party, this soulless political party. And the young doctor you mentioned, you know, was a member of a Christian chat room, so we kind of think that he was himself a Christian. He notified his colleagues. He didn't issue a public alarm. He was telling his colleagues in the hospital where he worked in late December, we better watch out. There's a dangerous new pneumonia here. The government hasn't told us anything about it. We need to start wearing protective equipment. For that, he was locked up for a couple of days, forced to write a confession, promising to never say anything like this again. Worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Got so tired, exhausted, he contracted the disease. His wife, and who was carrying their second child, contracted the disease. Fortunately, she survived, but he died. He's a martyr to the cause of truth and freedom. There are a lot of martyrs to the cause of truth and freedom in China, let me tell you.
Stephen, how did we miss some of the telltale signs here when China went from exporting to importing PPEs? How did we miss that?
Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, China was lying about the existence of a dangerous new viral epidemic. Okay. So they sent out the word in January when the world thought there wasn't really much going on in China. They were buying up personal protective equipment in Europe. They were buying it up. They wiped out the stores in Australia. They took everything on private planes that they could beg, borrow, and steal from Australia and other countries back to China. To get a monopoly on all of the PPE. And then, of course, when the epidemic spread because of their, deliberate, inadvertent spreading, seeding of the disease around the world, I'm going to call it deliberate, they then turned around and sold the PPE to other countries around the world at exorbitant prices. That's what we call, I think, usury, profiting from a crisis. So, you know, these are not nice people we're dealing with here.
Wow. And meanwhile, we allow their influence to run rapid. We've got 41 satellites of the Confucius Institute ingrained in our educational schools, which is amazing to me. Their influence in the media, control, like you said, of major institutions, whether it's the NBA buckling their knee to the influence of China, and also Hollywood. Hollywood is real careful to make sure, because of the movie market in China, that they do not present anything that could be offensive whatsoever. In fact, I think for the upcoming Top Gun movie, they made sure that Tom Cruise, who had a Taiwanese flag on his suit, that was taken off to make sure that wasn't presented. They took exception to that. So even Hollywood is going through and allowing, you know, their creative process to be scrutinized by the Chinese.
Yeah, and when movies get remade, like Red Dawn, one of my favorite movies from the 80s, the remake, had the North Koreans invading the United States,
yes, you know,
which
right.
is about as likely as Kim Jong-un inventing faster-than-light travel. The degree to which we kowtow to Beijing is astonishing to me. And the trouble is that the lower you kowtow, it's never enough. And once you kowtow once, you've got to kowtow the second time, third time.
Mm-hmm. Well, like any bully, right? Like any bully.
Yeah.
Right.
Classic bullying behavior. And, we've got to stop kowtowing to China. We've got to stop hugging the panda. And the reason is that China, the Chinese Communist Party, is not just a threat to its own people. It's a threat to the world. I think we now see that clearly. China has to become, under the Chinese Communist Party, a pariah state. But I have to believe, Bill, that at this moment, there is a lot of unrest in China. By the Chinese people against this particular regime, and I hope the Chinese people, in their righteous anger, stand up and throw these bullies out of power. There are reports this morning of a coup attempt in Beijing against the dictator Xi Jinping. We'll see how that goes.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Stephen Mosier, author of Bully of Asia. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 3 months since the first case of COVID-19 was diagnosed in the United States, and governors in several states are now unveiling timelines for lifting coronavirus restrictions. In an interview this morning, former FDA chief Dr. Margaret Hamburg said she is shocked that so many states are taking such action.
Some of these places are not even meeting the minimum threshold criteria that was put out in the Trump White House Coronavirus Task Force guidance. I'm worried that we don't know about the possibility for explosive spread of the virus.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Immigration to the U.S. appears to be headed for a temporary halt. Last night, President Trump tweeted that he's going to suspend immigration to the United States to block the coronavirus and to protect American jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, did Stephen Mosier kind of blow your mind a little bit? The author of Bully of Asia. I mean, really talking about what is going on and revealing the truth. Quite shocking. And, of course, the antithetical forces, and this is what you have to watch, is how people are rallying behind China and ignoring, you know, this diabolical move. And Stephen is still, you know, he's observant and careful enough not to come out with a full accusation, but it is rather suspicious. The connecting dots are such that lead to something very diabolical. Some have theorized that China did this, and they released this COVID-19 virus in order to level the playing field with the United States. Again, you know, when people say something, I think you have to take them for their word, and China has been consistent in this, and that is that they want to be the world power. All their moves militarily, what they've tried to do, they've taken a big hit, you know, as far as GDP with in some of the sanctions that the Trump administration has employed to try to bring them into the fold and to level out the playing field on behalf of our farmers and our other businesses and Of course, some of these, you know, high tech originators, and not to mention all the medical research, but all this is likely to come back if Donald Trump is reelected. If he's not reelected under a Biden administration, it's not going to happen. I mean, there's already inklings of some bad business deals between the Biden family. And so you got to know that a lot will be forgiven very quickly. And if he can have Hillary Clinton with a reset button going to China on the very next flight to reset relationships with China, they will do it. And that will be much to the glee of many, especially politicians, who have sold our country down the road. I mean, they have bought in to this China. China has bought them. They bought the State Department under Hillary Clinton, amongst others. And, this is what they've been able to do because, as I mentioned earlier with Stephen, is that we're so gaffable. And I'm talking about the American people and business and, you know, because of the greed that we have in the country. I mean, when people talk about American greed, it bothers me. It does stiffen my back a little bit, but you have to look at it and say, where have we been greedy? And, where have we been greedy and how has it misserved us? Well, right now we got Jim Cook coming on the show here. We're going to talk about the fact that more than 1 million restaurants in the U.S. that employ over 15 million Americans nationwide are feeling lots of pain. These restaurant workers are especially vulnerable to the effects of COVID-19 closures. And Jim is the founder of the Boston Beer Company and Samuel Adams Brewer. And we're going to talk about how they're supporting restaurant workers. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's my pleasure.
Well, we laid it out here, I think, pretty clearly that there's a lot of pain, being felt directly by these restaurants and by the people that have served us in our local communities. And on the surface, we all agree that it's unfair what has happened to them. But how do we get through this period of time, this downtime that we've been subjected to? $1,200 can only go so far. But, the fact of the matter is America wants to work.
Yeah, and I think we're all looking forward to, getting through this together as a nation. And in my little world, I mean, I make beer, and I started Sam Adams in my kitchen in 1984, and I was helped when I started it by, bar and restaurant people. I mean, my whole company was two people. Nobody never heard of Sam Adams. There was no, craft beer revolution yet. That was something that, I had to help start. And, there were bartenders, servers. They put my beer in. They didn't have to. They didn't know, me, but they gave me a hand.
Yes.
And I always thought someday I'm going to be able to say thank you in a meaningful way and give back. And when the COVID shutdown happened, it immediately, suddenly closed a million restaurants and threw millions of those people out of work. And I thought, they're going to have some immediate urgent needs. I mean, the government's going to come and there'll be unemployment, all that stuff, but that takes time.
Exactly.
These people, I know them. They live from paycheck to paycheck. They have car payments. They have rent payments that they need to make, or they'll lose their car. They'll get evicted. So we started the Restaurant Strong Fund to write $1,000 checks to restaurant workers who'd been laid off that had immediate needs that we could help them bridge to something longer term. But that's how it all started. And it started in Massachusetts. We were able to raise $700,000. And we thought this is something we ought to take national. So we've grown to 20 states. We contributed $2 million from Sam Adams, and we continue to raise money from other people, and we're able to help laid-off restaurant workers who have immediate and urgent needs all over the country.
Well, you had Big Poppy involved, Jimmy Devlin. I mean, just a host of people there in the Boston area that rallied around this. And so you definitely, connected. You're connecting with our audience right now, Jim, because this is what we do. This is what Americans do. We run to the problem offering solutions, and we share. And so those that have the ability to share and contribute, we thank you, for doing that. And, because as you say, our local restaurants, our community restaurants like this, they serve such a personal and direct interest for the people in the area.
Yeah, restaurants and bars, I mean, they're the original social network, before there was Facebook and Twitter, people connected in bars. I mean, Sam Adams, the founding father, for whom I named my beer, I mean, mm-hmm. That's where he hatched the revolution that created this country, was in taverns. The Declaration
right.
of Independence was
exactly.
in a tavern. Great things have happened there and continue to happen in every community. And, we're not a huge company, but we do have some resources, and this was an opportunity for me to say thank you to people that they're just important in all of our communities, and this is their moment of need.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, how can restaurant industry workers qualify and apply for assistance through the program?
It's very simple. We have a website. It's restaurantstrong.org. And that's one word, restaurantstrong.org. Mm-hmm. And you can go there. There's an online application, and it takes 5 or 10 minutes. And it's really focused on what is your immediate and urgent need mm-hmm. that we can help with. You can go there to restaurantstrong.org for information, or anybody happens to want to chip in with maybe that tip that you can't leave.
Yes, exactly.
You can't go mm-hmm. to restaurants and bars. That would be great too.
So you can donate at the same website, restaurantstrong.com or org.
org.
restaurantstrong.org. Okay, excellent. So you can get information and apply for assistance, or you can donate, as you say. We can pay the tip in advance, because we know that once again this country will be strong again and our restaurants will be open. But in the meantime, we need to come alongside and help the restaurateurs and the servers who have served us so well. Jim Cope, thank you very much.
Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm chuckling a little bit because we have Sherry Rigby with us, and I got to be careful how I say her name. If I say it too loud, I got to tell you, it's so silly because I have this AI that's in my office, and it's very moody. Because when I give it commands, it doesn't. But here I am. I get you on the phone. I say hi to you. And it's playing music. It's saying, hey, I'm here to help. I go, where were you, you know, for the last several months when I've been trying to talk to you and get you to do things?
That could be a good thing, though, Bill. I mean, I think I'm feeling a little honored right now in that response from Siri.
So is it okay that if I get desperate, I can call you up late at night and say, would you speak to my device here? It's not behaving itself.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, all right. Off the air. Sherry Rigby is with us, of course, the actress and author of Beautifully Flawed, of course, star in Overcomer. Overcomer has become our most favorite Kendrick Brothers film. I mean, what an exceptional movie, and how much fun was that for you to be in it?
Oh, my goodness. It is so, that movie was so much fun to be a part of, and just to be a part of the Kendrick Brothers family now. And, all of the stars in it, Priscilla Shire and Cameron Arnett, and, of course, Alex, you know, just watching him do his thing. He's such a talented man, you know, director, writer, actor. It's just been incredible. And now, you know, because of everybody streaming things, I mean, we're just kind of seeing this new revival of people watching Overcomer and seeing it almost in a whole new light, as that it's really speaking to them during this time. So it's just been incredible.
Life-changing. And I think that, again, we can be grateful. It's as if God has hit the pause button on our behalf, because yeah, this country has been on the hamster wheel chasing all the wrong things. And this is a brilliant opportunity for us to reassess and reorder our priorities, don't you think?
Absolutely, Bill. I think, you know, as funny as we went into this time, I was sitting with the Lord and just really trying to, you know, so many things, obviously, for all of us that have come and, you know, we all had our hands in so many different things and they've all come to a screeching halt. And, you know, the Lord just really reminded me. He set three words in front of me and they were reflect, refresh, and refocus.
Wow.
And I just thought, what a powerful message during this time, and really, what does that look like for each and every one of us? And so it's been a real encouragement to get into the Word and, you know, are we distracted or disciplined? How are we going through and navigating our days? And even this morning as I got up, the Lord just took me into John 15, and it's all about, you know, being fruitful. What are we bearing fruit in, and is it everlasting? And boy, I'm blown away with the time with the Lord right now. And I'm believing that so many believers and people around this world are receiving a lot of the same message.
Well, and I appreciate, as always, the Lord's timing. Sometimes a big stretch for me because I like things to happen like yesterday.
Yes.
God in his time. And I think, again, we look at the time and say, Passover, Easter, here we are. And with these three key words that God gave you, that's something to reflect on with some significance, I believe.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, just like what you just mentioned about, you know, look at the time that we've encountered this, and Passover and, you know, Good Friday and Easter Sunday and stuff. And just to see, you know, the Lord's timing is always perfect. And I really do believe that he's calling his people to reflect and wake up and have their eyes opened and really to press into what's important. And, you know, I woke up this morning just, gosh, I think like so many people, I woke up feeling some anxiety and fear and frustration. And, you know, that's when the Lord took me into John 15. And so, you know, his timing is perfect and his words are always what refresh us each and every day to keep us pointed in the right direction.
Well, Sherry, to your point, I know it was very frustrating for a lot of people of faith to, especially on Easter Sunday, to not be with fellow believers, not to be in their churches. This was exceedingly frustrating. But, you know, like I was sharing with somebody else, with Senator Tim Scott, I said, you know, Tim, I believe I've become a but God Christian. He goes, well, what do you mean but God? And I said, well, because you always read in the Bible about all this bad news. And then here comes the good news. And the transitional phrase is but God. And, you know, and I have to admit, I was feeling sorry for myself a bit and going, wait a minute, I'm not going to Mass. I'm not receiving communion. I mean, there was such a void in my life. And yes, sure, you delve deep into the Word of God and find comfort there. But, you know, sometimes you just have to have those very direct moments with God, those very raw, intimate moments with God, just saying, look, I don't like this. I don't understand it. I don't like it. But, you know, you've always been there for me. And I've always trusted in you. And I was able to draw comfort, you know, from that in the midst of not being able to enjoy Easter in a traditional manner. And as a result, as people are realizing through this experience, is that we're finding in refocusing, we're redefining and reimagining ways to worship God in a whole new way, which I think is real exciting.
Absolutely. I think you just hit the nail on the head. I think, you know, we've been very accustomed to traditions, and I think those traditions are beautiful, and I think those traditions are very well served, and especially with our families and our friends. And but at the same time, there's this real, you know, even thinking about back to Easter for us and the week of worship, you know, we had our youngest son home. We were able to celebrate Passover with him and really reflect on what the Lord was about to do. We celebrated Good Friday, and he said to me, Mom, we haven't done this in so many years like this. And I thought, oh, it's heartbreaking to think, where did this all go wrong where we haven't taken that time? And yet here we were in the middle of watching, you know, the Passion of the Christ and celebrating alongside of him and seeing things that we hadn't seen before, you know, and doing communion at that time. And then you know, refocusing for Easter and being together as a family. And there was something very sweet and really a refocus on how we do spend our time together and the importance of it. Wow, it was a great time.
And I'm glad you mentioned communion, because I want to encourage people. I'm a firm believer, mm-hmm. because of my Catholic background. Communion is real special to me. And I want to mm-hmm. encourage people to exercise. I mean, Jesus said, as often as you do this in memory of me. Wow, what a great way to remember Christ, the cross, redemption, all that he did for us, mm-hmm. To commune with him, to come mm-hmm. in alignment with him and his kingdom purposes. And communion is such a powerful way for us to do that, so that maybe right now, maybe we're not able to come together as congregants in a church body. We're able to enjoin ourselves with Christ in doing something that he called us to remember him in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that with us doing, you know, Good Friday, observing Good Friday, we watch the Passion of the Christ. And yeah. normally what we used to do with our kids was we would do communion after. But this time, you know, it was really amazing. As we were watching it, my husband turned to me and he said, let's do communion at the same time that Jesus does it with
yes.
his disciples.
Isn't that cool?
And I was like,
that's cool.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And so we did it, and all of a sudden, there was such a moment. It was like, it makes me cry, because it was like mm-hmm. sitting and listening to Jesus
wow.
speak to us directly, face to face. It was really, really beautiful. And I would just encourage anybody that if they haven't done communion in a while, do communion. And if you get a chance to do it at the same time while watching that film or even pulling right. that piece up, incredible moment.
Well, and the Passion of the Christ is being streamed right now at no charge, so it's easy mm-hmm. to access. So that's a beautiful picture, Sherry. Sherry, this yeah. is also a season of service, and I know that you've been involved with the Dream Center. We've had conversations mm-hmm. with Matt and Tommy Barnett. In fact, we're going to be talking to Tommy later on this week, and looking mm-hmm. forward to our discussion with him and his book, If. The Dream Center. Wow, what a guy. God thing, huh?
Oh my goodness. I mean, we're just so blessed to be a part of this church and this church body, and just to call Matthew and Caroline and the entire family there, our family. We have been there serving on several occasions now. In fact, we were there the day before Easter, helping to prepare baskets and helping to prepare food for the neighborhood. And I think they handed out over 1,500, maybe even more baskets.
Mm-hmm.
The food, I mean, I think they've been up to the 11,000 range of food. LAPD was just there recently.
That's on a daily basis, because
he said,
Matt said that, I think in the 2-week period, yeah. over 100,000 meals shared.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. We've been in the middle of it, where we've been there literally for food service at different times of the day. Primarily, we've tried to be there for dinner service, and the line is a mile long, and people mm-hmm. coming in, people that are living in their cars, or people that have, you can just tell they're, you know, no diapers, no diaper wipes, no food, the tears that stream down their face, the people that are walking up that are homeless, that are living, you know, in these tents that, you know, you just watch this and your heart breaks. And at the same time, the beautiful thing is this representation of Matthew. I mean, Matthew and Caroline and Tommy, and they are on the front lines day in and day out, and they are not stopping.
Yes, exactly. Well, we got to leave it there, Sherry. You know, parting is such mm-hmm. sweet sorrow, as the
yeah.
author states, and I understand that. Sherry Rigby, actress, author of Beautifully Flawed, of course, star mm-hmm. of Overcomer, which I'm sure you're going to watch again, and highly recommend it. And I would definitely recommend that you do Passion of the Christ if you didn't get a chance to do it during the Easter season, and really add a real special communion service with Jesus at the same time. I hadn't thought about that. What a great idea from your husband. Obviously came from the throne room of heaven. So he's listening quite intently. She is a servant of the Most High God, Sherry Rigby, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Sherry, thank you so much. God bless. Be safe.
Thanks, Bill.
now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more